as is number six. So we are back to item one. I think what I might want to do here is go ahead. I was just thinking of maybe taking a recess at this point so we can review the public notice. Or Mr. Rodenbeck, have you seen information and want to give me an update?
Yes, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So Mr. Ferret emailed me the notification documentation. If you want, I can share that right now. Screen share his email, screen share his documentation. And so here, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and be consistent in calling the case. So do you think it's now time that we would discuss item one?
Are you asking me, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yes. We deferred the case on the agenda to now, so this would be the time, to talk about the case. And before we talk about the case, we need to justify that they've adequately notified the neighbors, the neighboring property owners, and neighborhood association. So before we actually have the hearing, I think we have to confirm that.
All right. So we are discussing the public notice of item number one, which is PR 2022-7664. Site plan SI 2022-1770 at Beverly Hills Avenue Northeast between San Mateo and Pan American. And this is for Lex Locker. So go ahead then, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Okay.
And the only matter I want to talk about, because I've already kind of sorted through a lot of this, I just want to know if the notice to allow for a pre-submittal neighborhood meeting was adequate.
So this is Jay Rodenbeck. So this is the neighborhood meeting request that were sent out. I'm screen sharing, I believe, right now. And this is to the District 4 Coalition. This is District 4 as well. We need to make sure that we've got it to the North Valley and to the Wildfire.
Okay. I just want to look at one of these and go to the second page and zoom in on where it talks about the... Okay, this application will be cited at a public meeting or hearing, and that has Zoom information. Okay, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the pre-submittal. Go down to item four, is the pre-submittal meeting. Okay, Mr. Ferret, I'm not seeing that this...
Wait a minute.
I'm going to go ahead and ask if we want a recess, because this will be a little bit, could waste everyone's time. But before we would hear number one, we need to make sure the public notice is correct. So at this time, I'm going to see if the DRB would like to recess until 10:40. And then we'll come back and we'll have a better read on the public notice on this case. So is there a motion to recess until 10:40?
Madam Chair, Shahabi is also moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec seconds.
Please vote.
Andre Hill with the Water Authority approved the motion.
Cheddar Trujillo, Code Enforcement approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Shahabi is I approve.
Ernest Armhill, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Woodley, DRB Chair, approves. So is a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until 10:40. During this time, if you would turn off your video and mute your... we are resuming after recess the DRB meeting of October 19th, 2022. We have been discussion about item number one, PR 2022-7664 and site plan SI 2022-1770 for site plan. And Mr. Ferret, I just want to notify you. I tried to call you on the phone and I couldn't get through, but anyhow, there are two portions of the information that went to the neighborhoods in April that contradict each other. One document said that they could request a neighborhood meeting, but then it referred them to a city agenda. And then a second document, the mailed public notice request actually had a box indicated that no public pre-submittal neighborhood meeting was required. So we're going to need to have you redo that notice before we can review you in a DRB meeting, and we can meet with you about that. But what we need to do right now in this meeting is determine a deferral date for you. And some of these things, like I said to you in an email, you've gotten written comments from the DRB members. They include the direction that you will need to replat these lots, and that needs to be an action prior to approval of your site plan. So some of these public notice things would renew with the platting requirement and can dovetail together with any of these corrections that need to be done. So let's see. Mr. Ferret, let me go ahead and have you give your name, firm and address, and I'll swear you in, and then we'll just discuss a deferral date.
Sure. My name is David Ferretti, 7324 Precourt Manor Way, Austin, Texas.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how much you've processed the platting portion of your request, but what is kind of the timeline you're thinking of in terms of platting, submitting?
Yes, I received an email from Robert Webb. We're talking about the replat to the consolidate the lots first, and that could be done concurrently with the DRB was what I was told. So we were running that parallel. I just received the replat from my surveyor yesterday for us to internally review before we submit. So that's where we stand on the replat. We do know it's required, but is it correct that we could run it concurrently with the site plan DRB?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's the good news. The good news today.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Rodenbeck, if you want to help me, I don't know if it's going to be a minor plat or a major plat, but maybe what we can do for today is just look about 2 weeks out, and then if we need to defer again, if things aren't lining up or ready, then we can defer again. But what do you have any advice, Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So this should just be a minor preliminary final plat, as their site plan DRB is a major action. The infrastructure can be tied, if there's any infrastructure requirements for this development, they can be tied to the site plan, and the plat can remain a minor action and a minor preliminary final plat, which would basically just get your preliminary and final plat approved in one DRB meeting rather than having to go through a preliminary plat approval, then get infrastructure dealt with and a final plat. I'm explaining this for Mr. Ferret. And so because it's a minor action, we don't have to notify the Albuquerque Journal. We don't have to.
I don't need all those details.
Yeah. All that. Yeah. They just got to notify by email the neighborhood association representatives. So
we're going to try to keep it simple here. So I think part of this discussion is because of this requirement on your site plan for a pre-submittal neighborhood meeting, You typically have to allow the neighborhoods 15 days to respond. But in the case of, you know, you kind of tried, it wasn't tried clear. If you want to get them to send back an email saying that they do not want a neighborhood meeting, all of the people on that list, I think there's six of them. You know, if we had an email from all six of them saying they didn't want a neighborhood meeting, then we wouldn't have to wait the entire 15 days. But you might, what I'm trying to say is in 2 weeks, that's not 15 days, it's only 14 days. So we could just defer for 3 weeks and try to have all this sewn up easily, or you could try to accelerate it if you wanted to try to get an email back from all those contacts to say they didn't want a neighborhood meeting. But that would also mean for a minor plat, you would need to be submitting in 2 weeks, you would need to be submitting by October 25th with your plat. Okay. And if we went out 3 weeks, you'd need to be submitting all your plat information by November 1st.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who will respond to me, of course, on emails. No one. I only got one response out of all of them. They asked for a little bit of information. I shared it. I forgot exactly what it was, and that was that. No one got back to me requesting a meeting within 15 days. I can go ahead and really, it's the only change I'm really making is putting that check mark that as pre-submittal meeting is required.
And I want a conference with you and give you clear instructions. I'm not going to do it in this meeting because we kind of have to move on. But right now, we just want to get a deferral date. Should we go with maybe November? Let's see. November 9th gives you 3 weeks. And that
let's go with that.
With that 15 days, and you'd have plenty of time to do your plat. That might be.
Let's go with that date, please.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 1 to November 9th?
This is Shahab Yezar, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, a second.
Please vote.
It's Andre Hull with the Water Authority, approve the motion.
Can Chatter Trujillo Code Enforcement approve?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Shahab Yezar, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill Transportation, I approve.
And Jolie Bookley, DRB chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 1, PR 2022-7664, and site plan SI 2022-1770 to November 9th.